Hey there. This is my own mix of meditation, self-hypnosis, visualization, with a little bit of neuro-linguistic programming thrown in. So it's this full-on thing, full-on, we're going to call it a visualization today, that I've been using, and it's been my go-to. I created this years ago, and it's been my go-to for a very long time. So I hope you enjoy it. And what you're going to end up doing is making it your own too, as you go through it a couple of times. But for right now, let's walk through it together and let's meet your future self. So start with looking above eye level about 20 to 30%. Just put your eyes above eye level about 20 to 30% and relax your eyes. Just relax them really gently, and just allow your eyes to focus above about 20, 30% above eye level, and just let your eyes relax as you gently focus there. And you become aware of what's around that area that you're looking at, but at the same time, you're still just looking at where you're focusing. So just keep your eyes there for another couple of seconds, and then I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. Close your eyes, and going forward, your eyes are going to remain shut for the rest of this time that we're together. So your eyes are shut, and as you breathe in, I want you to roll your eyes up into the top of your head. Roll your eyes all the way up, and then as you breathe out, I want you to roll them all the way down. Once again, keeping your eyes shut while you're doing this. Okay, take another deep breath, roll those eyes up, and then roll them back down as you let that breath out. And then a third breath. Go ahead and take a really slow, deep breath. And as you're breathing in, I want you to roll your eyes up. And then as you're breathing out, I want you to roll them down. So just focusing on that. Now, I want you to just breathe however you want to breathe. You can keep breathing deeply, or you can just breathe normally, whatever works for you. And while you're breathing, I'd like you to, with your eyes shut, see the number five right there in front of you. Just see the number five, and it can be huge, or it can be small, and it can be bright, or it can be dark, it can be colored. It doesn't matter. Just see the number five. And as you see number five, see it start just dissipating. It just starts fading away. And as it fades all the way away, I want you to see the number four. Once again, four can be however you want to see it. It can be colored or it can be black and white. It doesn't matter. You just see that number four right there in front of you. And as you breathe out, you slowly see number four just going away, fading away, gone. And then you see number three, and three is now there in front of you. And as you focus on three, breathe in, looking at three, and then you start seeing that it's just starting to fade a little bit. It's getting harder to see, and it just dissipates until there's nothing there but number two. And now you're looking at number two. There it is. You see the number two, and it too starts to just fade away, dissipate, sliding away, and then number one appears. And as number one appears, you're just seeing number one. It's there right in front of you. Could be the same size as all the other numbers you've looked at. It could be smaller or larger, whatever. Just focus on number one and see that it's starting to get a little harder to see. The edges are getting a little fuzzy. And as number one fades away, I'd like you to take your left hand and just place your thumb and your index finger together and just squeeze very lightly. Just a light squeeze, and then squeeze one more time. Now, what I'd like you to do is see yourself walking down a path, a hall, stairs, whatever looks right to you for right now. And where you're going is you're actually going into a theater. you're going into your movie theater, and today it's only going to be you in this theater. Maybe in the future you have other people or friends or animals join you, but today it's just you. And you walk in, you see this big movie screen in front of you, and what you notice is that there's actually three screens there. There's a screen kind of over to the left, there's one in the middle, and there's one over to your right. So sit down right in the middle so you can see all these screens really well. Like, you'll be able to see everything going on. And just relax, kick back, and then look over to that screen on your left. And in that left-hand screen, what I want you to do is to see you today. See your day today. See your day being exactly as you want it to be. See yourself doing whatever it is that you plan on doing today. See yourself doing all the things that matter to you. See yourself completing with clarity everything that matters to you today. And this is today's screen. So just kind of like watch yourself for a minute and watch how you're getting it all done. Like, you're just doing the things that you said you were going to do. You're doing the things that matter to you, and you're doing them in a relaxed, easy manner with lots of clarity. You can see like everything is simple and clear what needs to happen. And just like really appreciate that person that you doing these things today. Like, that's awesome. I mean, you're amazing. Think of all the things that you say you're going to do and then you get done. And as she continues what she's doing, let her kind of fade away a little bit. And I want you to focus on the screen right in the middle. The screen that's right in the middle, you know what you're going to notice? Is you're going to notice that's you. And that is you in about 6 months. Could be four, could be five, could be six, but that's you in the not too distant future. How do you see yourself? Who is it that you're seeing there? What's she doing? Like, what's she look like? Who's she with? What kind of things is she doing? Like, what's she accomplishing? What are those things that you today want to see yourself doing in those 6 months from now? What's happening? What's she doing differently than you're doing today? Like, really, really appreciate who she is, because she's who you're going to be in just a few months. And think about the fact that she needs you. She needs you because she can't happen unless that person that you are right now, the person that's doing everything that you want to do with clarity and with focus and with intention, with commitment, she won't exist if you're not the person that you need to be today. So look at her, be super excited about everything she's doing and who she is, and be super appreciative of yourself, who you are, the person you are right now, that's allowing her to happen, because she needs you and you want her. So like, really, really look at each other and appreciate that. And then say goodbye, nod at her, tell her you're going to be back. And I want you to look over at the screen on the right-hand side. Now, this is you in the future. It could be you in a couple of years. It could be you in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It doesn't matter. But I want you to see the you that is going to happen because of everything you're doing right now, because of everything you're doing today, because of everything you're doing 6 months from now. So what is she doing? Where is she? Who's she with? How does she look? Has she got a big smile on her face? Bright eyes, big smile. What is she? Is she super fit? Is she relaxed? Is she playing? Is she with people she loves? Like, is she somewhere that you want to live eventually? Where is she? What is she doing? Who's with her? And see how bright it is there and how bright she is, how bright and excited and happy she is. And she has something to tell you. And when you look at her, you realize that what she's saying to you is that you have made her possible. The person that you are now, the goals and the dreams and the desires that you have today are making her possible in the future. Without you, she doesn't exist. So you're kind of dependent on each other, but in a really good way. Like there's this great, great chemistry between you. And you're so excited because you're realizing that, yes, this is what you want to be. This is who you want to be. And you're doing what you need to now to make sure that she is there when you're ready. So just smile at each other and really feel like, wow, this is who I'm going to be. And just really take in what's going on around her, take in where she is, what she's doing, what her life is like. And then I want you to wave goodbye. Tell her you'll be back because you're going to come back and visit her again. And I want you to come back to your chair in the theater and just stop for a minute and think about how you feel right now, how good you feel, the state that you're in this moment, what matters to you right now, how you feel, and what you're going to be doing today, in 6 months, in years in the future, to make sure that you continue to be the person that you want to be and you accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So keep your eyes shut. And as you take this in, I want you to just take a deep breath in, breathe out slowly, and then go ahead with your eyes shut, stand up, leave your theater. Close the door if it has a door, or just simply start to walk away. And as you walk away, I want you to feel all the good feelings that you're having right now. I want you to feel everything you're feeling, all those feelings. And as you're feeling all those feelings, take your arms and cross your chest. And as you cross your chest, I'd like you to say to yourself or out loud, "And so it is. And so it is." And then when you're ready, open your eyes and come back to the room.